sentiments of this kind are contrary to the principles of inclusion and respect that form the foundation of our diverse, multicultural, and multi-ethnic league. Effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed under the NBA Constitution. I will urge the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team and will do everything in my power to ensure that that happens.
So that's the voice of Adam Silver. He's the NBA commissioner slamming Donald Sterling, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, who can't be near the team and is banned for life. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's just a little snippet of what people are talking about across this land. It's not the only thing. Sterling has lost a ton of advertisers, as so many have boycotted, but the players won't be boycotting. They won their Game 5 against Golden State. We'll see how far they go in the playoffs. And I'm sure we have not heard the last of this. Donald Sterling says he will not let go of the team. He wants to continue to be the owner. That sets up a showdown with the league, meaning the owners. Adam Silver has tossed the ball to the owners. It's in their court now. 75% of the owners would have to vote to force him to sell. If that happens, does it go to court? He doesn't want to let go of it. That certainly is a possibility. A lot of intriguing storylines for comments that he made to his young girlfriend, who is 40 years old, who had a fleet of cars and a condo and everything else, and showed up on Instagram with a picture of Magic Johnson with her, and he went on to say a bunch of things to her that were unbelievable, you know, including, don't, if you want to sleep with a black man, that's okay, just don't bring any of them to the game. And that's when this recording, which hit a couple of different websites, including TMZ, the celebrity paparazzi haven, once they pumped it out there, that's over the weekend, that's when Donald Sterling was in trouble, because this is when players reacted and other people started to talk about what should happen here and what should happen to the owner, and should the players boycott and all that kind of stuff. In the meantime, something else on a few people's minds is going to be what ultimately happens now with some new revelations about Benghazi. Would you be surprised to learn, thanks to Judicial Watch, which is a conservative watchdog organization, they pulled the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit on Benghazi, wanted all the emails. They got about 100 pages of documents. And in the documents, one of the things that was there was a September 14th email from a guy named Ben Rhodes, an assistant to the president and deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. The Rhodes email, and why I'm mentioning him, said, prep call with Susan, Saturday at 4 p.m. It was sent to a dozen people in the administration's inner circle, which would include Press Secretary Jay Carney, for example. And in the email, he specifically draws attention to the anti-Islam internet video without distinguishing whether the Benghazi attack was different from protests elsewhere. And the email lists a couple of goals, among others, and it says to underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video and not a broader failure of policy, to reinforce the president administration's strength and steadiness in dealing with difficult challenges. Then it goes on, yada yada, further in the email to say, we find it disgusting and reprehensible, meaning the internet video, but there's absolutely no justification at all for responding to this movie with violence. And remember, it was the next day that the UN ambassador, Susan Rice, made a couple of appearances on some of the Sunday shows where she blamed the protests on the internet video. Well, that all came from this directive of, okay, prep call with Susan, which is unusual when somebody's going to go on some show. They, of course, they have talking points from the administration, but it points to the fact that they specifically didn't want, this is the reference, this is the movie, this is what it was about. And remember, afterwards, they kept saying that it had, you know, it wasn't, it had nothing to do with it. They didn't know. That wasn't part of the deal, blah, 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 blah. So, of course, that's where it comes from. It's like a PR strategy. So it's not an intelligence report. It's a PR strategy. That's what it is. A PR strategy. Blame it on the video and not the policies. The worry, I think, and what the, if you want to call it the cover-up was, is violence happening on September 11th. That, no, this isn't to show us, hey, we can get to you, America or Westerners, on September 11th. And then, of course, the bigger thing that also coupled with this that unfolded that was the worst was Ambassador Stevens and the three others that were there. They had their backs wide open because they had asked again and again for more backup, saying this is scary, we need help, and they never got it. Months and months and months before Benghazi happened. So you couple that with the emails and then Hillary Clinton's response where she was so cavalier, I think because she was being pressed about Benghazi and was tired of answering the questions once she finally got before a committee where she said, you know, this is it, you know, this is done. Basically, okay, we're done. Why are we going here? And the reason is because they were defensive about Benghazi. Will this be something that blows back on the Democrats in 2016? I don't think so. I think it could be something that's brought up. It can be a talking point, maybe, about the lack of transparency. But I don't think that this, just this issue, is what the Republicans can hinge an election on beating Hillary Clinton, frankly, if she's going to be the party's nominee. That you have to have somebody that's strong and runs on their own merits and what they're going to do for the situation and situations and issues that we have that are very serious in this country. I mean, if you get somebody like that that knows how to really address the questions and is presidential, that's a better focus, I think, than the Benghazi thing. But it's not surprising to me to hear about the memo, because remember, this is what Daryl Issa was pushing for. We want to see the emails. We want to see the emails. We want to see the emails. And they got buried in a bunch of emails that really had nothing to do with Susan Rice and Benghazi. So it's just proof. And Judicial Watch knew that, so bravo. That's what they did. They went after it with the Freedom of Information Act, and they should have. But it does definitely sticks the administration, but I don't think it's what the Republicans can completely hang their hat on by any stretch of the imagination. Stay with us. We're tossing it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Segment, we're going to talk to Dr. James Hubbard, the survival doctor, about trying to survive a disaster like the tornado. Sad what we've obviously seen in three states, the death toll way too high, and, you know, the importance of a go bag and all of that, and also burns, because I suffered a little minor burn, and the survival doctor is going to tell us, what do you do when you have one of those surprise burns? Just to kind of talk about something else, right? So the big story is Donald Sterling and the punishment over what was said in his conversation with the girlfriend. And see, the laws vary from state to state, but on phone conversations, now, if it's a third party, that makes a difference. But if one of the participants is in the middle of it, which Sterling was in the middle of it, in a lot of cases, that would be admissible. And obviously, the NBA knows that they have some of the best lawyers in the country. They're trying to make sure, I'm certain, before Adam Silver took to the mics and decided what he was going to do, they consulted everybody legally that they could, knowing, okay, here's what can happen. We could end up in court over this. What's our case look like? All of that kind of stuff. And the fact that he agreed to the bylaws, was part of the group, and there are certain things, malicious statements, things that hurt the image of the NBA, that the owners are all in agreement on. There is some gray area here. Sterling could pursue it, and it'll be interesting to see in court what all holds up. But I know for a fact that they were huddled in New York, and they were sitting with a powerhouse crew of attorneys making sure and going over every element and possibility in this case, or he wouldn't have come out the way he did with the lifetime ban, with the fine, and knowing that the fine for a guy like Sterling, who's a billionaire, is a nothing burger, but it's still a significant fine, $2.5 million. Sterling says he's not going to let go of the team. So this saga is going to continue, I think, for a while. All right, let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Oh, I'm just loving this little girl. She's made new enemies, and so that's going to get her a long walk off a short pier, and she's going to just kind of disappear. She's gone. And the old man's an egomaniac.
Yep.
And he will probably turn the facility down, turn it into a parking lot. And, you know, what you got to lose? He doesn't care. He's got all his money.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. That's a good point. He's 81 years old, too.
Yeah, he you know, if he can't have it, nobody can have it. So he'll tear the facility down and just ban the Clippers. And, you know, the hell with the old lady. And you know, he'll have a pocket full of money, and he'll go find a place to lay in the sun.
Well, he could do that, absolutely. And if he wanted to get back at Los Angeles, if he wanted to poke Los Angeles in the eye, then he could also, or the group could, sell to a group in Seattle and let them take the team away from Los Angeles, and because the people up there are dying for a team since the Sonics left. So they could end up doing that. Who knows? I mean, there's all kinds of things that could happen to this team.
You'd get $500 million.
Just yep.
Because you'll get the other half.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. But not to that extent. But that's, you know, it's like I say, if you can't have it, nobody can. So off he goes.
And mm-hmm.
That was really pillow talk, what it sounded like to me. And she led him on. And that's a two-person, I don't know how to put it, but consent, two-person consent on a recording state.
Yep.
And but it's like you say, it just depends on what the rules are going to be decided like. And like you say, a bunch of lawyers are going to make a lot of money.
That's absolutely right, Pete. They're the ones who are going to have the billable hours in this. And I like the way that you said pillow talk, because that is admissible. If it's the two parties, there absolutely that could be. However, once the attorneys get done with it, then what is the presentation like? And are they're looking for laws and precedent. They'll try to present the other side of it. So it'll be wild to watch this unfold and to see also if there's a vote in the NBA.
Yeah, and like I say, that's probably the last time you'll ever hear from her.
She'll
disappear. She'll,
she'll
either, like I say, she'll take a long walk up a short pier, and nobody will know where she went. You know. And but these young women like that, preying on these old timers, you know, and that's where we're heading, because all of us, what do you call us now that are that were born in the 50s?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we're getting older, and it's just a whole different world out there. You got to watch your back.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, Pete. It is. It's a whole different world out there. Absolutely. Thanks for the call. That the baby boomers plus, they're not used to that with the recording and, you know, flip open the cell phone and what can blow back on you. Social media has really raked a lot of people over the coals. So, yeah, I mean, this was pillow talk. She probably did trap him. I agree with that. It's on her. With what's happening, I think that's what she was trying to do, to try to bite back because of what the wife was doing. Ray in Missouri, how are you?
Oh, hello, Kate.
Hello.
There are so many points on this, so many different talking points on this situation. I don't think the wife is finding out about the affair at all. I think she's in the same position that Hillary Clinton was, and it's I know about it. I'm not worried about it. The reason she's worried about it is because the girls made it public.
Yeah, she made it public and threw it in her face so that everybody else knows everything.
Yeah. The wife knew what was going on, I'm sure. When you're buying Ferraris and cars for the other woman,
yeah,
your
Bentleys,
wife knows.
Yeah. Condos. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all out there. The recording of the conversation, we had a kid in, what, junior high 2 weeks ago, whatever was in the news, because he recorded the bullies bullying him, beating him up.
Right.
The school kicked him out, and he was charged with misdemeanors, whatever, wiretapping.
Right.
That's legal. It's, what else?
Well, I think what's going to happen is Sterling will sue the NBA if they vote, if the owners vote to throw him out. And then what does he do? Does he give the team, you know, put the team in the wife's name? Hardly. She has not filed for divorce, so there's no divorce action thing happening there. I think this all definitely ends up in court.
She doesn't want a divorce.
No, she doesn't want a divorce.
She didn't mind that he was, she's pretty, I don't know how old she is, but she's a pretty good looking gal too. Here's another point. I'm not on Facebook, but at lunch tonight I was sitting with somebody from work, and it had Spike Lee, who is an NBA owner, throwing up a Black Panther fist up, whatever, at a game when the judgment was handed down.
Yeah.
So does Spike Lee get kicked out of the NBA and not ever get to go to a game again? I do not condone what this man said, but it was said behind closed doors by somebody, and he's done a lot for people. Was it something that went on that night where he was ticked off about who she was going to bring to the game? I don't know. But what Spike Lee did in celebration to the what was handed down from the NBA at the game tonight should ban him from all the games also.
Yeah, but you know that's not going to happen, Ray. Especially, you know, here's the thing. There were so many people so furious over what Sterling said. And remembering even the makeup, think of the players, 75% African-American. And the outrage from other owners and whatnot, nobody's gonna do anything to anyone who does that. No way, no how. All right, stay with us. We're talking surviving next.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
AmericaTonight.net, and you click on Facebook, you can follow me on Facebook, and you'll see that I had my hand wrapped up the other night right before I went on the air. I burned my hand. I scalded it. Really, my pinky was got the worst of his crazy deal. I was pouring hot water down the drain to try to clear it, and the lid popped up on me, and I think that water had been boiling for like 20 minutes. It was just absolutely brutal. I called the ER, and they said, well, just get done with what you're doing, put some ice on it, and then come and see us. And, of course, we're doing the America Tonight four-hour show, and the ice didn't really do that much. Somebody said, well, why don't you throw some mustard on it, and the mustard and the butter seemed to help a little bit more. So who better to have back on this show than to talk about that and, sadly, what's happening with the tornadoes and how to survive that than Dr. James Hubbard. He is the survival doctor, and coincidentally, he's the author of the Survival Doctor's Guide to Wounds and the Survival Doctor's Guide to Burns. Dr. Hubbard, the best time ever to have you on this show. So was that right what people told? I mean,
well,
people...
Not really, or at least not in my opinion. A burn like that, it's going to get well with time unless it's really severe. I think you could agree that a burn, when you do it, first off, it surprises you. Secondly, it puts you into a little shock stage because it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
So I like to have things where people know during injuries kind of almost reflexly know what to do, but while they're really not, their brain takes time to start thinking. With a burn, cool it. That's all you got to do. Cool it. Put it under some cool water, and that's what you do. It's not perfect, but it cools off the skin. It makes the damage that's going on, decrease because the burn can continue to burn your skin. Do not put butter or ointments of sort on it initially, because it's just like kind of cooking or baking something. You just continue to keep the heat in there, and it can make it worse. It's not really the greatest to put ice on there. I mean, ice is okay, but it can be so cold that it damages the tissue even further because it constricts your blood vessels so much. So ideally, put cool water on there. Another possibility, if you've got it right quick, is some aloe vera. Aloe vera is great too, either from a plant or from a commercial tube or something.
Yeah, there you go. So that's great. So I call the ER doc, and they tell me to put ice on it.
I just don't think that's the best. I mean, and I can give you some, there's references to say that. I mean, it's better. It's probably, if I had nothing else and had some ice, the only thing cool, I'd probably use it. But ideally, it's just really cool stuff, but not ice.
Yeah. All right. So you heard it there from the survival doctor. Don't do that. That's not the thing to do. Moving from burn, and you know what, one quick thing on that, and you said it, what happens is you get surprised, don't you? People, when they burn themselves, are surprised. We're not talking about you're in a fire. We're saying something with a stove or a hot item or, you know, whatever it is. I remember it was not too long ago. My nephew was in a bathroom where my mother had plugged in a curling iron. He didn't know what it was. He was curious, and he put his hand right on the curling iron. Yeah,
well, that's the way with a lot of emergencies. You know, you don't predict them. You don't say, okay, well, this is going to happen. I'm going to have this. It happens, and it's something you don't think of. I mean, so many people come into my office with cuts or broken bones. I say, oh, I just all of a sudden happened, and I wasn't even thinking, and there it was. And I could have done something different, but you don't, because it's just something that happens to you. So it's good to know what to do immediately for things like that.
Yeah. You and I think, agree on one thing with these tornadoes, the severe storms and everything that's happened. Whether you call it a go bag or whatever, get out of town bag, I think that a lot of times people linger. And unfortunately, they kind of play chicken with what the weather conditions are. And I'm not saying that's what happened with all these people, sadly, that died in three different states with the big tornadoes. But now we know tornadoes are something you have to deal with, especially in certain areas. What do you suggest that people should do? Do you agree with the whole have a bag ready?
Oh, definitely. But I used to live in Tornado Alley. I used to actually practice in Tupelo, where one of the big tornadoes hit just, I think yesterday, was it? And,
So
I've been through them. I've heard them overhead. It's just almost part of the life that there's the scares there, and it is very, very scary. Yes, you should have a bug out bag. It's the same what I was talking about with other injuries. I think that you should be prepared for what is going on in what you think is possible in your area of the country, but you should also be prepared for the unexpected, or maybe a tornado that doesn't hit in Tornado Alley, because they hit everywhere, even on mountains, even here in Colorado Springs is possible. You travel to these places where you're not used to whatever is going on, maybe or an earthquake or a tornado or something. So have things ready. Yes, have bug out bags, and bug out bags are just simply bags for preparation that you have things in that you'll need right away and that you can take at a moment's notice. I would have stuff in the car. I would have a little bit in the office, some essentials, and certainly at home. And I would put that your essentials, a bug out bag, and I'd also have a first aid area or some area of a safe house in your home, which is where you're going to go. In tornado situations, it would be in the basement or in the interior of the house, away from windows. And if you're in a car, things change on that, but I think that most people now say you try to get out of that car if the tornado is coming, if you have any chance at all, and find a good sturdy shelter if there is one available. The latest that surprises me is no longer do they suggest you get under some sort of bridge or something like that. They say this is dangerous as any other place.
Wow, that's interesting. In the essentials in the bug out bag, what would you consider to be essential?
If you go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, I have a list that you can download and print out. But essential would be at least right there next to it, some of your medications that you use on a day-to-day basis that you can't do without. Have some of those. Have some of your medicines that over-the-counter medicines that are something or herbs or whatever you use that you like to use and think, well, you know, I use that a lot, maybe Tylenol or Advil or something for the stomach or something like that. Have a change of clothes and then have some medical supplies other than that. You would need a flashlight. I like a flashlight with the kind that you can put on your head, if you have one available. And if you don't, I'd suggest you get one. One of those, you know, that you strap around your head,
The
coal miners and things. Hikers use them. And because, that way you have two free hands if you need those. And let me tell you, a lot of times in my, in medicine, you do need two hands free, and it's good to have that light available. I'd have some a little bit of disposable gloves. I'd have some gauze. I'd have some sort of type of tourniquet. Speaking of that, I would try to know knowledge. The more knowledge you have, the less you need on hand. And something like a tourniquet, I mean, you could substitute a belt or something like that if you have that. So things like that. There's so many things you could use for two or three things. In my bug out bag, I definitely have some safety pins. There's so many uses for safety pins, medically and otherwise. I'd have a little bit of antibiotic ointment. I'd have some Band-Aids. They're so easy to use and so small they'd fit in easily. So that's some of the things.
Yeah, I like the thing with the, it's funny, I never thought, you're absolutely right about the light, but I never thought about the safety pins. Wow, that's a great suggestion. And I have a bag and I don't have safety pins in them. I don't have that and I don't have the light.
I mean, there's things like that, that, you know, they don't take up any room, they're cheap, and they can do so many things. And so you go to, you go to my website, or you get my book, which is the print book is Living Ready Pocket Manual First Aid, or something like that, and you put that in there, and you know to have available and try to learn as much as you can, but have the other stuff to back you up, and you know, safety pins, you can make a sling out of them, you can pick something out of your finger, you can make a fishing hook, you can. Well, it's just probably 20 things I could mention.
Yeah. Oh, that's all great, great, great advice, because you could just, I say this every single time I'm on the air, Doc. It's crazy. Mother Nature can be very nasty, and you just can't lay in the weeds and just think, well, this is never going to happen to me, because now we see more things are happening, don't you think?
Yeah, and you know, another thing I'm thinking about is tape. I love duct tape, because you can use any tape you can use. For, you know, one thing you can use for medical purposes, too. And since duct tape has so many uses, in fact, I have a new book that's coming out, that many medical uses of duct tape. And you can do so many things with it, including you could actually close a wound. You can make a sling. You can do all sorts of things with that. And so some of these things, think, what could I use for more than one thing, and what would be easy to use? I would also think about putting in some sort of a, you need some water, but water's kind of hard to carry. So maybe one of those, water filters, you know, that you can get, portable water filters that's like a cup, that you could put in your bug out bag. It needs to be a good one. The good ones cost $20-$30 or so. Or a Life Straw, if you've ever heard of that. That's a great item. It has a filter in it, and you can use that. And that way you can, if you have any dirty water or any water you're concerned about, you'd have be able to drink it.
Doc, thanks so much. Where do people go to your website?
TheSurvivalDoctor.com. All spelled out. TheSurvivalDoctor. DoCTOR.
All right, go there. All roads lead to the Survival Doctor. Thank you so much again for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Turns here for this hour, and once again we were overwhelmed with the amount of email that we received. That's not necessarily a surprise. It never is since we started doing this show. Full boat and full speed ahead. Let's check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one is from Dick, who says, wow, Donald Sterling banned for life. I can't even believe anybody would defend this cat. I mean, hey, listen, I think it's one of these situations where he's out of touch with reality and he thinks he's back in plantation days. He's 81 years old. But the bottom line is, in another sense, you can't really cry any crocodile tears for the guy. Even if he doesn't want to let go of the team, he's going to make $1 zillion on this. So it means more money in the end. Yeah, but here's the thing. How much money can you have? I don't even think it's about money. At some point, when you're a dude that's making tons of money and you got that B in front of you, right, the billionaire status, I mean, what else does he want? He had the hot young girlfriend or girlfriends or whatever and a wife and owning the team for this entire time, for as long as he's owned them, then to see them win 57 games. I think it's about the ego and owning a team and being an owner. and sitting there on the floor and all the things that go along with owning an NBA team. So, yes, he would make a ton of money, maybe $1 billion. The Magic Johnson crew has $1 billion. They could buy the team for that. But it's not about the money. I don't believe when you have that much, it's not about that anymore. You know what he paid? He paid $12 million for them in 1981. $12 million. So, whatever. Gets $850 million, whatever it would be. I don't think and he said this, he doesn't want to sell the team. So here's the thing, he is one of the more reviled team owners in sports. And I'll go back to the emails in just a second, but if they're going to force him to sell, they'd have to have the support of 22 of the other 29 owners. 22 of 29. How many, though, would be, this is what would be interesting, would it be a secret ballot? Because how many of them would be worried about setting that kind of a precedent, even though they think they would win the vote easy? And it's already been expressed by Mark Cuban saying, well, this is kind of a slippery slope. And he would say that because baseball tried to keep him out. A lot of people in baseball weren't crazy about letting Mark Cuban in. He made a bid for the Texas Rangers. He went after the Chicago Cubs. And he hasn't been able to crack that club yet at this point. Here's one on the Sterling situation from Allie, who says, Donald Sterling, banned for life. I have to say, Kate, I am surprised. I thought that he would be suspended and knocked out for the rest of the season, and I assumed that he would get some big monetary fine. I don't think that's a shock. But I was surprised that they could ban him for life and then talk about trying to get the team away from him and forcing him to sell. Although I have to say, if you listen to what he said on TMZ, it's insane what he said. I mean, what was he thinking? Obviously, he wasn't thinking. And he probably wasn't thinking it was being recorded either. So, isn't it about time that people realize that we live in the 20th century plus? And now things are recorded all over the place? Well, that's not even a question that I think he thinks about. It's not even about that. It's about the fact that he was having a conversation with her, got upset. Who knows what she said provoked him in other ways, and then that's what came out. You know, because the Instagram photo with Magic Johnson and all that kind of stuff, but he was just said some crazy over the top things that really struck a nerve. There's no question about that. All right, believe it or not, we had some people that wanted to talk about some other things besides Donald Sterling and basketball. There was a report about the 777 that disappeared March 8th, you know, the Malaysian flight, that it might have been found. So a few of you sent in things about that. George in Alabama says, Kate, you've been talking about the plane and whether or not it's ever going to be found. You say it won't be found. Now there's this private company that thinks that they found the wreckage of a plane in the ocean. Do you think it's Flight 370? Do you think that's possible? The Bay of Bengal, I think, is where they said the wreckage is, which would be very far, I believe, from where they're searching at this point. It is far from where they're searching. These relatives of the passengers are just being pulled all over the place with any little snippet of news that they hear. So while they're searching the 60,000 square kilometer area off of Perth, then this comes out about, oh, geez, we might have found some wreckage. We believe we have found some. They said they didn't want to go public with the information, then felt like they had to. So could it be it? Well, I don't know for sure. I'm not sitting there on one of those boats. But will they investigate it? I suppose. But I don't believe it is. I don't think it is. I don't, it's been 7 weeks of this fruitless, ridiculous search. I say ridiculous because of the things that have been said and that have come out of the search. I don't think it is. I think it's just another bogus report. I do. I think it's just another you know, another bogus report. And then there's people disputing already that they found the aircraft. The searchers are saying that can't be true. That, okay, now here we go with another lead. But this information is not reliable. It's like that whole satellite thing again. Geo Renaissance they're reporting it. So, I don't know. Is this it or not? We'll find out, I suppose, if they pursue that lead. But the Bay of Bengal is not near where they're searching right now. So is Geo Renaissance on to something that they might have found this? That they have found pieces of the plane? Seems fishy to me, let's put it that way. Here's one from the doc who says, Kate, this is terrible what happened with these tornadoes. I'll tell you, it's just a lesson to be prepared to do whatever you have to do when these storm systems pop up. And you said it, you can't always predict what's going to happen or what a twister is going to look like or where it's going to jump or how big it's going to be. I guess if it's credible, you have to just be prepared to be on the move, and you have to have some place to go. The best would be a storm shelter. I would think more people would try their best, especially if they're in Tornado Alley, to come up with some kind of a plan and have a storm shelter to go to, wouldn't you? I'll tell you, I would think that, but they're not cheap. Someplace, if you have a basement, of course, would be great. Versus what? Staying in the house somewhere in the door jam or wherever, or just running? You can't outrun a tornado if it is jumping near you, but you don't know where it's going to jump. That's how they move. Otherwise, even these storm chasers, they think they know. They've chased so many tornadoes, and then the next thing you know, their car is flipped over, and they're lucky if they're surviving it. So there's some unpredictability to the business of tornado watching and warnings and all that surrounds it. Got another one quickly here from Lil who says, Kate, boy, I feel like I narrowly dodged a bullet. I wasn't in Tupelo, but I'm from there. I was actually out on business, so I missed everything that happened. Thank the Lord, because I heard it was awful and pretty scary. The sky was dark. And the cloud that really slammed into Tupelo was pretty darn big. I really pray for all of those families. Boy, so do we, too. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.